You know, the people that don't know who that God is great evidently don't know God. You know, in my short time in rebellion, the God of the world that I was serving at the time didn't die for me. As a matter of fact, told me to do whatever I wanted. It's all good. Y'all heard that term? It's all good. No, it's not. It's not all good. We serve the great. I love that. The greatest of the gods. The biggest of the gods. That's who we serve. There's not an imaginary spirit in the sky. He's real. I know it as much as I know that I'm standing here upright, breathing. That God is real, God is good, and God is great. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Couple of quick announcements. We're on the floor today. If you haven't got your prayer request in, make sure you get Usher Joe in the back. And before we start praying, also, please keep Pastor Jeff Hubschman's family as he went on to be with Jesus this week. be praying for them. And also, if you would like to send the family a condolence card or just thinking about you, praying for you, you can send it to, it's on your sheet. The address is right there. If not, I will give you, if you don't have one, I will give you one because it's a P.O. box. Also, this Friday, Bible study, 7 p.m. Hearing people getting some things out of this, so get there. If you want to study, get a little bit of the Word. You know, and here's what I will encourage everybody. Because this was always my experience with Bible studies before. Only one person studied it. Usually the person leading. I challenge you to study it. Don't just read it and say, oh, this is what I think. No, go in and see what the Word said about it. So many things, because I learned some things that I had read. I've read Romans, I don't know how many times. And then I got in there and studying, and I'm like, that word, that means something different. It's going to be a message, so I'm not going to tell you. Also, this Saturday, May 13th, is this year's Heartbeat Walk for Life at 9 a.m. If you're interested in walking this year, there are walkers packets on the info table in the rear. And if not, we have several people who are walking if you'd like to sponsor them. Also, there are baby bottles over there on the table as well for collecting change. And if there are no baby bottles and you still want to do that, put it in a baggie. You can put your change in a baggie. I don't think anybody here would do this, but I just feel the Spirit saying, and don't put all your pennies in it. A bottle full of pennies is only about $1.12. Throw them quarters in there. And next Sunday is Mother's Day. If your mom does not have a home church, please invite her to come worship with her and let us honor her with you. So praise God. God is doing things in this world. God is doing things in this community. Just because you don't know about it yet doesn't mean it ain't happening. Because we know about some things that just popped up. And it's like, well, yeah. Yeah. Amen. We'll do that. We'll be able to share more later. So let's bless the tithe and offering this morning, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. You are the greatest. You are the biggest. And Father, you've never lied to us. You said when we bring the tithe into the storehouse, you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, that you would bless the work of our hands. Father, we thank you for that. We stand here as testament to that, the greatness of our God. So, Lord, we present it to you, precious, sacred, and set apart in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated and Super Kids are dismissed. Well, hopefully you didn't work yourself to the point of exhaustion yesterday. I'm going to take this jacket off this morning. I started a project a couple weeks ago. You know, I say a couple weeks because you can thank the weather for that. I don't like working in sleet and rain outside, and I have that option. But I started a project, and it's been going, and you notice how you start something? You think, this is what I'm going to do. See, for us, our porch is our favorite place to be. It's also the ugliest part of our house. And it's like, we need to change these old deck boards. Grandkids are getting splinters in their feet, and you know, I'm getting splinters in my feet. And it's like, all right, so we started changing them. She talked me into going to a little better product that'll never, ever need painted again. Composite. By the way, I was saving for a Jeep. My Jeep is now on my front porch. But anyhow, I tore. I said, "This is all I got to do is just do a little bit quick framing." Tore all the old decking off. No, there's no such thing as quick framing. I got to looking at how it was framed, and thank God they used oak back then, but not all of it was solid anymore. And I had to cut it all out, reframe it, resupport it, new posts, everything. But as I stand there, I said, "Thank you, Lord. This is so nice. No more splinters. My roof isn't going to fall in." I discovered, if you don't know this, all your turned columns on your porches are hollow. And on mine, they made their columns, and the entire porch roof was held up by a 3/4 inch piece of wood that in many cases only had about 2 or 3 inches touching on the bottom, because the rest of it was gone. It was a little concerning. I made sure it's solid now. There's 4x6s in there. I went a little overkill. But I'm just telling you, God is good. Because I've learned some things during this process. You can ask Angela, I'll work until dark. You can ask my boys. "Where's Dad?" "It's 11 o'clock at night. He's working on the house somewhere." I have been able to knock off at 5 o'clock. And I'll tell you why. Because at 3 o'clock, I'm exhausted. All right, praise God. So we've been looking at this message that I've entitled "Tree to Tree." The story of us in the Bible begins in the garden with two trees. During this process in the garden, one of those trees gets taken from us. We can no longer go to the tree of life because man chose the knowledge of good and evil to partake of. And God knew that if man continued to live forever, we would live forever in our sin. So we're going to start right there in Genesis 2:9. "And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and a tree of the knowledge of good and evil." So we had those two trees. And all man had to do was eat. And I believe that there, as I was studying this out and going through my scriptures and stuff, I believe the Lord has showed me there's more to this tree. Just like the knowledge of good and evil, it wasn't that the tree itself held a magical power. It was the spiritual principle that God said, "That's mine. You don't touch it. You don't need it." Well, I don't see why God ever put it there, because it says he planted them. Why did he put them there? He's just like us. He wants somebody to love us and have free choice. See, you can't make somebody love you. It doesn't happen. And because of that, we think that, well, we're just like angels. We cannot have, we don't have a choice, but we do. It's a great thing when we chose to love each other. She was really thrilled when I got on board with what God was saying to her. But it was great to know that she loved me and I loved her. So in Genesis, we see that that garden, the tree, was now an option. But then Genesis 3 says, then the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. I would prefer to remain stupid. I don't know about y'all. Ignorant is bliss. To know good and evil, and now, lest he put out his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flaming sword which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life. This dude's got one sword that sci-fi can only come up with. I mean, the thing was going everywhere. You couldn't get by him, which kind of tells me a little bit more about this garden. There was only one way in. You couldn't just go around, come through the bushes. There was one way into this garden, and that was that. Kind of like there's only one way to God, right? So now, we've got man has fallen, their eyes have been opened, they realized their shame. They have now picked up the curse. But our story doesn't end with that tree, because we know that tree brought the curse. Jesus came, was hung on the cross, and the word says that cursed is everything that hangs on the tree. He took the cursing for us. He took the shame for us. And he put it back on the tree and sent the Holy Spirit to give us life. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and more, and life more abundantly. That's a great scripture, especially in light of your understanding that it's not just eternal life. It's life now. What good does it do me to have life when I'm dead? That's great. I'm alive here now. And there's a purpose for my life. There's a purpose for your life. And if we will trust God and move forward in our purposes, not somebody else's purpose. Quit picking up somebody else's purpose. And you aren't called to be Jesus to everybody. Let's just get that understood. So many people spend their lives, they're always trying, they think they've always got to preach to people, and the reality was that God only had a select person in that group for you to reach. One person in that group was who would hear you, and you chose to take it upon yourself to go right here and just start telling everybody, but yet here it was Richard. But you didn't want to talk to Richard yet. You wanted to pat yourself on the back and go down the line and preach to everybody when God said, nope, I want you to work your way to that man. It is amazing how God will lead you to the people that you can reach. There's people I can't reach, but yet there's people Sherry can that I can't. Harold. And so that is our purpose, is to tell people about Jesus. So now, we are no longer cursed. And if you feel the guilt and condemnation of sin, you need to understand there is conviction of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? There we go. Got to wake up. I know it's raining outside, but yes, we are in Christ Jesus. And if we're in Christ Jesus, we're now blessed. We're no longer cursed. I'm no longer held by chains to the sin. I can have the victory. I have the victory. Sometimes it has to come a revelation. I loved sweet tea. And only till last week, I just told you last week, I hadn't touched sweet tea, and we went to the restaurant and they brought me a sweet tea instead of an unsweet tea. Got me and Johnny's mixed up right there, and then I ended up trading it off, and that was the first sweet tea, but I realize my love for that sweet tea was fueling the sugar that I thought I was kind of like a honeybee. I just needed lots of sugar to keep going, and it was actually killing me. But I haven't cut out sweets completely. I had a piece of carrot cake the other night, and if y'all know how I like my carrot cake, it has got to be sweet. It was missing the raisins. I like carrot cake with raisins. But anyhow, yes, I am hungry, and I don't know why. So this might be a short service today. I can feel my stomach growling right now. But the tree of life, we're going to get there, but that tree of life, the tree of life didn't disappear, ladies and gentlemen. It did not disappear. But there were some things we needed to understand. And these really show in light of after Jesus rose from the dead and he said, linger here, I have something better for you. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came into that upper room where there had been 500 people, 380 of them left. They got tired of waiting. How would you like to be one of the 380? I just couldn't wait any longer. And the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they were empowered by God. They had power that nobody else on the earth had or was able to have, because up until Jesus dying on that cross, the Holy Spirit's only place he could come upon somebody, he couldn't dwell within them. God's Spirit is in us. But until then, it was kept in the Holy of Holies. The song, and I've talked to Angela about it, I said, that song's just wrong. I said, I know it's a beautiful song. Take me past the outer courts. The Holy Spirit's not in the inner court anymore. He's no longer in the Holy of Holies. You are the Holy of Holies. He dwells here. I get the point of the song. Nobody needs to come and tell me about it. I understand. I'm not totally illiterate. But what I'm saying is we look at that and say, well, we got to come here to the Holy. You are the walking, talking Holy of Holies. You have the Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is living in you. Living. Not in a box trapped with some broken stones. That's where the Holy Spirit used to dwell. So now, Proverbs 3:18 says, she is a tree of life to those who take hold of her and walk, and happy are all who retain her. Wisdom, ladies and gentlemen. I've taught on wisdom over the years. Wisdom isn't just being smart. Smart sayings, oh, they're so wise. If they're so wise, why are they still bound by chains? Wisdom is not what we claim it is. I don't care what E equals MC squared means. I really don't. I'm not trying to make a nuclear bomb. I don't care. All I want to know is, how can we get that rocket up? I will ride it. I will try to fly it. I don't really... God gave somebody else the brains to figure out the math. He gave me the hard head. You be in the tip of the rocket, you get to ride. But wisdom. Wisdom is a tree of life, folks. It brings us life. Do you know what's missing in this world today? Wisdom. And not only when you get wisdom, what else are you supposed to get? Understanding, which is the practical application of wisdom. I'm a girl. No, you're not. There's a penis in there. Sorry. This is stupid. It's insanity. I'm a frog. Seriously. I was talking to my cousins down at the funeral, and the one said that this woman he knew had a daughter. She was in middle school, and they had a girl who identified as a wolf. And then they're all still, and this is in South Carolina. And then she's thinking, what's going on? You know, with the furries, they started stuff over at River Valley. It's close, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think, oh, it doesn't affect us. Ignorance and insanity is everywhere. And anyhow, so he said, she's sitting there one day at lunch, and this girl comes up crawling on her forehead and just sits there in front of her panting. And she looks at her friends and she says, what am I supposed to do? They said, just pet her on the head and she'll leave. The parent needs whooped. The school board needs whooped. This is not normal behavior. An adult man pretending to be a preteen girl telling little girls about how to have their period. Harold, do you know how to have a period? No, he does not. You know why? Because he's a man. Wisdom is no longer a good thing. We have flushed wisdom. This is how bad it has gotten. But it started when the church decided to quit focusing on the Word of God as a whole and said, we just want to be blessed. We want glory. I've told you before, this church could be packed if all I ever talked about was blessing. And said, you can go do whatever you want. I'm not popular because I tell you, you can do whatever you want, but there's consequences. Go to the porn store. Wait until you get a disease. Wait until you cheat on your wife. Wait until she divorces your skanky butt. That's where the church went wrong. We no longer operate in godly wisdom. We're trying to woo the bride of Frankenstein. We're no longer trying to be the bride. Pure. We all make mistakes. We make them almost every day sometimes. I told Joshua the other day, this is how simple it gets. Not obeying the voice of God right then is a sin. You need to understand that before you go getting high and mighty. When God tells you to pick up an apple, you pick up that apple. If you did not pick up that apple, you sinned. It's His commands. I had a problem the other day, the column. I discovered there's a big chunk of concrete under the column, but the column was broken in half. And I could not get this thing to pop out of the ground. I'll go get my 12-pound sledgehammer. I really despise that thing. It's heavy. And it's an awkward place to swing it. And I was in the shop and the Holy Spirit said, how about your jackhammer? About that time I thought about going after the jackhammer, I saw the 12-pound sledge and I grabbed it. And I walked all the way back to the front porch. Which isn't really all that far until you do it 25 times a day. It gets a little old. And I got there, took three swings on, and said, yeah, this thing ain't moving. Go get the jackhammer, dummy. 10 minutes later, I had the new base set, had the stone in all around it, had everything. I got wore out just those three swings, swinging that 12-pound hammer, trying not to take out my own ankles. But I disobeyed the Holy Spirit. Why? Because Art knows better. I thought I knew better. And the Holy Spirit, that's why you bought it, right? No, God, I like breaking concrete with hammers. Obviously, yeah. So happy is the man who finds wisdom. You want happiness? You've got to start finding wisdom. Wise men aren't sitting up on top of the mountains in a yoga pose. Wise men are leading their families. They're telling them the truth. Proverbs 11:30. The fruit of righteousness is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Remember what I told you about Jesus? Okay, I got all these people, but I got to tell you all about Jesus. But wait a minute. No. God's singling him out. Why? But I want to preach to all of you. No, maybe you need to talk to him. Because maybe he's the key to all of them. You need to be obedient. Win souls. But here's what I love. The fruit of righteousness. What is that, folks? What does righteousness really mean? Right living. You're not bringing judgment on people. Why? I find this is such a... Why did we do this? It's because of sin. We're justifying our own sin. We want to point out everybody else's so that there's not so much light on ours. Jesus said, you fool, first pull out that log out of your eye before you help your neighbor with a toothpick. So if you want to be happy, so many people are trying to be happy. I heard this the other day about the guy that won the women's NCAA swimming championship because he was like 140th in the country, and now he's number one woman in the world. Stop and think about it. You know what his reply was? I just want to be happy. And compete as a man and compete fairly. Do your best and you have nothing to hang your head in shame. But that's the problem. We have put too much on things. Hey, I'm with Riley Gaines right there. And every person that's saying, we got to put a stop to this. But this is the spirit of Antichrist. You need to understand. It's been here and it's rearing its ugly little head right now. Because we're going to see some things changing on the world front. Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Your hope fulfilled. You know, we all have hopes and dreams, right? And if you don't, you need to. You're still alive, you need to keep moving. Just keep doing things. But at the end, you know, I don't need anything. I don't really want anything else. Then start hoping for other people. My hope is that my children are well. That my grandchildren are well. That my cousins are well. Start getting hope for them. You don't have to run hope just for yourself. 15:4. Now here's a hard one. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Well, you're just talking dirty. That's what y'all talking about. You're talking dirty. It ain't talking dirty. It's talking twisted. That's what perverse means. Twisted. Truth twisted. Now put it in there. But truth twisted in it breaks the spirit. You don't have to worry about ever living right anymore. God did it all. We're under grace, ladies and gentlemen. You want to sleep around, you sleep around. You want to get drugged, you get drugged. It doesn't matter. It's a lie. That's all a lie. That's perverse. The tree of life kept us from this stuff. That's why the wisest man besides Jesus Christ wrote this stuff, because he lived a twisted life. Well, if one wife is good, 300 plus is better. By the way, he's the one said it's all vanity. That didn't include his 700 concubines. No wonder he went crazy. No wonder he was depressed. And it's not, listen, I'm not making fun of just having, God meant for, he gave Adam one wife. Well, why did God not say, you know, Abraham, all these other guys, they had multiple wives. God was leaving that to them to figure it out. He doesn't tell you everything. Do you ever figure that out? Sometimes you have to go with what your heart. This isn't good. This is not going to end well for me. But the tongue. James, there's a whole chapter, James chapter 3. Y'all need to read James chapter 3. It is a fire. It's an uncontrollable thing. He said, we put bits in a horse's mouth to control it. We put a rudder, a little tiny rudder on a ship, and you turn it just a little bit, and it'll move that ship way off course. Same thing with our tongue, but the problem is, our tongue is only fired by what we're taking in, the perverseness of what we're taking in. It don't matter. It's all good. No, it's not all good. It's not all right. That is why Jesus said, it is advantageous that I go away so that the Comforter may come. Your helper may come. if we didn't have the Holy Spirit, we still would not know right from wrong. We would just be doing whatever feels good. You want to walk up and hit somebody with a ball bat? You'd walk up and hit somebody with a ball bat. But we know it's not right. It's not good. We're no different. If that's the case, we're no different than them stupid monkey videos I see. Monkeys are one of the most vile creatures you ever. I mean, they're cute. I got some that I've seen. They got these little baby monkeys. I mean, oh, they're just so adorable. But you'll see the male grab the baby and start bashing its head. That's where we're heading. Everybody thinks we're heading to a more socially cool, calm, and collected world. We are not. It's going to get really, really bad for people that don't know Christ. So our tongue, we have got to control it. You got to control it when you lose your temper. If you're about to lose your temper, walk away. You walk away. Don't make them. You're the one with the problem. Walk away. Don't just walk. I just can't right now. No, you won't. I had to talk to somebody the other day on the phone, Nate. I was like, where did this come from? Totally blindsided. I just think I need to get off of here and pray. No, you need to listen. You have got to quit running. I got mean with the person. Got a little bit, They didn't get they got a little mix of the preacher with a whole lot of Marine. And I had to put them straight. And I spoke truth to them. And by the end of the conversation, they understood. You see, you can't keep running away because it's everybody else's problem. It's your problem. If you got no friends, whose problem is it? Yours. Quit judging people. Quit being critical. We're all fallible. Quit talking about people. Quit making yourself better than them. I know people that don't, the only people they hang out with are people they feel superior to. What kind of existence is that? I like people who challenge me a little bit to, hey, you know, buck up, be a better person. It's a good thing to be challenged. And I hope I'm challenging you here today. But we cannot keep thinking that we can just keep talking to people however we want and think that the problem is theirs. I told you before, when I was in my rebellion, I let my tongue loose. And I pray to this day that PFC Flanagan has found Christ, because I made that boy cry, because I tore him up. Drill instructors were nice to him compared to what I did to him. You see, this thing in our mouth is only operated by what's up here. If you're taking in garbage all the time, all you're going to do is rip people apart, and you don't mean to. He wasn't a bad kid. He needed set straight, but he didn't need what I did to him. Especially being on this side of it now. He was never the same. We have got to tame our tongues. You know how you tame your tongue? You get the Word of God in you. Get that word in you. A soft answer turns away wrath. A soft answer. Not, I'm ready for war. And you have got to zip your lip sometimes. Again, I'm telling you, God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason. Listen to what somebody's trying to tell you. And if they're speaking, shut up! I have had two conversations in the last 2 weeks with two different people, and they never stopped talking. They would ask a question and not stop talking. The question mark is the end of your question. Wait for the reply, please. Because you're no longer listening for the answer because you think you already know it, but if you had a question, you don't know it. I didn't ask questions in school because I was embarrassed, because somebody told me I was stupid. You know what? I never asked another stinking question. And I wasn't stupid. But I was never going to be embarrassed again by a jackass. All right, so now, Revelation. We're going to get into where the tree shows up again. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb of God. In the middle of its street and on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse. You know why? Because that curse went back on the tree. Jesus put it back there when he hung on that tree. There is no more curse. We have access to live forever. By the way, people wonder, well, I won't need food in heaven. Every month. A new fruit. You get a fruit of the month club. And of the Lamb shall be, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. Y'all get that too. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Now down into 14. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city. You see, folks, well, let me finish this next one. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I think it's pertinent that we understand how he ended that with practicing a lie. All of the above started with a lie, a perversion of the truth. I can have multiple wives. Okay. You want to do that? Why is it your wife doesn't have multiple husbands? That is a thing starting up now, just FYI. Yeah. Why didn't she have multiple husbands? See, we understand how the, you talk about a fight. Put a heifer in a lot with two bulls, you'll understand why there's not two husbands ever. But even the other way is not a good situation either. But see, we understand a whole lot more about DNA now and how life, it wasn't, you know, the bloodline follows the father. Not necessarily. My blood is not the same as my father's, and my siblings have different blood than my father. It's not a guarantee. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But we realize, you know, our sons picked up traits from her side of the family. And not just her side, but then you come over here, and we got the Morrison side, and we have the Phillips side. And then beyond that, we have the Kohiser and the Fuhrer side. And they get traits from all of them. We look at the boys, like, where did that trait come from? And grandma's like, you know, Uncle So-and-so. There we have it. I don't take after my, I look like my grandfather Waddell when he was younger. But I take after my mom's side of the family as far as my body side type. My legs are longer than the Waddells. I used to remember looking up to my uncles and my aunts thinking, oh, wow, one of these days I'll be that tall. So my dad is this tall now. Okay, he has shrunk. He is the tallest one in his family. The next one is about right here. I didn't take after them. But yet we can look at my Uncle Harry. Got a similar jaw. Kind of the same forehead. Mine may be a little rounder. But you see, we understand that. It's wisdom is coming into play. It's not just, ooh, well, this just happened. Listen, you got, you know, my boy, Justin's height. Grandma Karen has got some height on her side of the family. They got some tall people over there. But, yeah. Yeah, her mom was 5'10". And she had a brother that was how tall? Grandma Grace's brother. 6'2", so yeah, so there we have it. But then there was some height, as it turned out, on my the Waddell side. Just, I got mixed in with all these short-legged jeans, and, well, hey, at least we know which pants are mine at home. They're the ones with the short legs. The tree of life will be something in the end, but the tree of life will also reveal to us truth, just like it was supposed to in the garden. That's what the tree of life's purpose was, because he gave them all fruits to eat. Did y'all pay attention to that? Every tree that bore fruit, and every herb of the field, every nut. Folks, you could eat a buckeye and not die. Yeah, don't do it. Don't try it. Yeah, unless it's a chocolate one with peanut butter inside. Knock yourself out.
We don't know much about artificial intelligence, but I don't think it'll ever replace natural stupidity.
I would have to agree with that. Hole in my lip. Yeah, for those of you that didn't hear, he said, I don't think artificial intelligence will ever replace natural stupidity. Oh, gee. Yeah. Because, see, our AI just runs with the facts. And just like the law, a police officer's your friend. He can be your friend or your enemy at that traffic stop. Take your pick right then, which side you're going to be on. You're going to be his enemy? Argue with him. Keep arguing. If you're innocent or whatever, you've got your day in court. Go to court. They really don't like to go to court, so go to court. If you think you are innocent, but just be advised, you are paying court costs. Your fine for that speeding ticket was $25. Everything else was court costs. If we will let the Holy Spirit do what the Holy Spirit's supposed to do in our lives today, Art, go get your jackhammer. Don't wear yourself out carrying a 12-pound sledgehammer from the barn to the front of the house, so you can walk back to the barn, pick up the thing and the jackhammer and come back. Stuff like that. Or better yet, Art, cut that tree down first. Simple as that. Disobedience. And he said, those who do his commandments. Whatever he's commanding us to do. If God told me I have to go over and kiss Phil, it's going to take God to do it. Because I promise you, he's going to be fighting. I know. Yeah, we've talked about it. But like I said, if God told me to do it, I ain't got no choice. Exactly. But you see what I'm saying, folks? I know going in, I'm walking into the valley of the shadow of a beating. But I will know that I know that I know that it is God before I do something like that. Oh, by the way, God's not going to tell you, gentlemen or ladies, to go kiss somebody else's spouse. Let's just go ahead and put that dog down. Don't even get up. But that's what I'm saying. This is where the church has gotten into. The Bible was written to the church, and we're trying to make the world live according to it when we can't. And most of it, we won't. I watched some of the videos just with the captioning, so sometimes the caption's way off. But this one woman, she was right on with what she was saying as far as the words. I'm not a Christian. I don't believe in your Bible. Quit trying to make me live according to your Bible. Okay. If we're a democracy, it's still majority. This country still identifies as Christian, the majority of us. But then we're all split here, there, and everywhere. You got plastic chairs. Where are your hard pews? You got words on the wall. What sorcery is this? Where's our hymnals? I miss my hymnals. Do you know how expensive books are to make? Do you know how expensive those and hard to move those? Johnny and I were just talking about this the other day about a church that had pews, and they were going to have to take some out to do some structural work. And people were having a fit. It's like, if they were movable chairs, it wouldn't be a big deal. But we have a fit because this doesn't work my way, or I don't like it. And to which, again, I will say, I don't care. Your job is to come worship the Lord. Get fed, hopefully. If you're not getting fed, I have to ask you why. What argument are you running in the back of your head? You're running another program because you're not listening. You know how slow your computer gets when it's running another program in the back? Shut that down and listen to what God's trying to say to you. And I, of all people, know how hard it is to shut that other program down. Because, you know, I've told Angela, I said, you know, back in the day, I probably would have been labeled ADD. They call it ADHD now, but I wasn't hyperactive. I was just attention shortage. Look at that bird. Oh, I don't know what those elements are. A surprise? I don't know. But understand, we are supposed to live by the Holy Spirit, and that's how we do today. Amen. All right, Joe, if you bring prayer requests, if anybody else has one. You know, we keep praying for things in our community. God's moving, folks. I just read, I think it was actually this morning, read where, I'm not for certain how it got into Columbus, but the shipments have been going into Columbus, and they've discovered there's been almost 900 shipments to this warehouse in West Jefferson that has been getting drugs from China. And the FBI executed a federal search warrant the other day on it, and when somebody got a little suspicious of a package. And so they were able to get in there, and they discovered, yeah, they were sending stuff over that has basically same properties as fentanyl. And anyhow, they were able to take away that, but they haven't been able to release what they have found inside that warehouse. So what, you know, we need to be praying is what we pray every month. the protection, human trafficking. I knew years ago that Ohio was actually one of the leading states, and it wasn't because of migrant workers. So stop and think about that when you see something that's out of whack. Start praying. Okay. We're going to go before the Lord. We're going to believe that God's going to move on these. When thoughts come up that rise up against the knowledge of God, cast them down. That's all you got to say. I cast that thought down. You don't have to sit there and think about it. Well, I need to worry. No, you don't need to worry. Worry is the opposite of faith. It's not in your hands anyhow. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, I come before you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we come as a body. We come with these concerns of not only people in here, but people outside this body, Father. So Lord God, we know that we can come before you boldly through the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we know that you will answer according to your will. Father, you will answer according to our faith as well. But Father, we know ultimately you have a plan in everything. Now, Father, we pray for the Shipman family. Lord, I thank you right now that people are learning to help take care of their dad. Father, I thank you that he has come out of this heart surgery. Lord, I speak health and life into his body. Father, wisdom for the mother and daughter as they care for him. Father, wisdom and understanding for him as well. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that you're moving in their life, Father, and you're bringing them peace and contentment, Lord, and strengthening their resolve to continue this job they're doing. And Father, I thank you right now that as Ashley goes in to have this surgery, Lord God, to remove this fibroid, Lord God, we curse that stinking thing in Jesus' name. Lord, you know that they exist, and Father, you can break them up and cause them to pass out of the body. So, Father, I thank you right now that you're moving on Ashley's behalf. Lord, as we know that this is also something that has been keeping her from getting pregnant. So, Lord, I thank you that you're moving in her life, that you're beginning to deliver her. Father, and if surgery is the deal, then, Father, I thank you right now that as she goes in, she will wake up calm and peaceful. Lord God, that we curse every sickness and the disease that is in that hospital. We ask that your hands be upon everybody involved, the nurses, the janitorial staff, Lord God, the doctors, the anesthesiologists, Father, every person who has a part in that, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. And Father, right now, we speak to Charlene's lungs. I command this fluid to begin to dry up, Lord God. Her oxygen saturation, Lord God, right now to rise, Father, for health and life to go back into her body. Father, I thank you that you're delivering her, you're healing her, Father God, and I thank you for the faith of her family. Lord God, that they're standing and they're going to watch as you move in her life, Father, and that this will be a move of God. Lord, I thank you right now that you're healing her in Jesus' name. And Lord, also kidney function in that, Father. Bring that kidney function back into where it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, if there is any cancer right now in Deb's lung, we curse that in Jesus' name. We speak life to her, Father, but also in this, Lord God, that we know that Deb knows the truth. So, Father, I pray that you open her eyes completely this time, that you've never left her. You've never forsaken her, Lord. I pray that you bring peace to her. Give Cheryl the peace and the wisdom to speak life into her, Lord God. I thank you right now that you're moving on that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you that we pray for Lloyd. Father, as he goes into this surgery tomorrow, Father, we know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen with every incision, with every stitch, Lord God. I speak life to that back. I speak life into his body. We curse sickness and disease right now in Jesus' name. Guide the surgeons, Lord God, to correct and to remove what needs to be taken out and to replace what needs to be put in quickly and safely. And Lord God, we speak life and we curse any signs of cancer in Jesus' name. And Father, we pray for Linda. You see, Lord, she's began her cancer treatment. Lord, I speak health to her, Father, that first off, Lord, that these treatments will actually go after the cancer. But Father, we know the treatments can be harsh on the body as well, so we speak life into her body. I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing her peace. You're bringing her contentment, Father, and that you're bringing her through this thing with flying colors and a complete and total healing in her body in Jesus' name. And Father, I also pray for Chris, and I ask, Lord God, that you begin to open a path for him. Lord God, speak into his life, Lord. If where he's at is where he's supposed to be, lead him to the place where you want him, where you need him to be, Lord. We thank you, Father, right now for total peace in the family on this. Father, that the doors will open. And I thank you, Lord, that you're directing them. Father, as they seek you, you will be found. Hallelujah. And Father, we thank you to be a part of Heartbeat. Lord God, I thank you that we can support them. We can speak life to these people who have questions, who are struggling, Lord God, whether it's unexpected or, Father, they are excited but just don't have the means on everything. So, Father, as this walk goes about next week, we pray safety over the entire crew, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you're moving on this in Jesus' name. Father, and as a matter of fact, Lord, I call for a record year. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that it'll be above and beyond what they're asking for. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And Lord God, this is a whole blanket, but Lord, many of us have family who do not know you. Lord God, we bind the blinders that are on their eyes to the truth. Father, open their eyes to see that you are good, that religion is evil, that religion came with the curse, but the relationship was reestablished through Jesus Christ. So, Father, I thank you right now for all of our loved ones. Father, those who are struggling with a walk, Lord God, we pray for strength, courage, Lord. And for those who are fighting and absolutely will not, Lord, I pray that you get hold of them and open their eyes to the truth, Lord God. Visit them in dreams. Show them visions. Speak into their hearts. Lord God, whatever it takes for them to find you. And Lord God, we curse this cancer in Nick right now in Jesus' name. I command this cancer to be dissolved and gone in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, his body is healed. It is whole. Lord God, there will be no more signs of it. It will not come back. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you're moving on his body. And there will be no ramifications from any of it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for Braxton. Lord God, he's stepping up and moving into another level of training for his military career. Lord, I thank you that there are young men and women in this country who will still stand up and will still do it. So, Father, I thank you. He's gone forth. Lord, you will protect him. Lord God, and even though he may not, his heart may not be 100% following you, you will follow him. So go with him, Lord God. Keep him safe. Give him wisdom. Father, in Jesus' name, we call forth the man that is inside of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Father, I bind a spirit of fear right now. It has no place where faith is. There's life and life more abundantly. I pray, Lord, for a peace of mind, Lord God, and a faith that will rise up even when they are feeling wore down. Lord God, their faith will stay strong because there's nothing but life. I speak health over this family right now in Jesus' name, and peace in the name of Jesus. Father, surround them in your love. Show them just how much you love them. In Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you that you're leading this country in these end times. But Father, you're also leading Israel. Father, we pray that for her leaders to do what's right, to continue to stand. Father, out of the book of Revelation, Israel's the only nation that I see does not actually join up full-heartedly. So, Lord, I thank you that there is a nation that will stand against the Antichrist. And, Father, we pray for Isabella and ask, Lord, that you move in her situation and deliver her from the troubles and the problems that she is being pulled into, Lord God, by her parents, as she is but a child. Father, protect her in the name of Jesus. Father, we bind human trafficking in this state. We bind it in this country. This is our country, Lord God. Yes, every one of them. Give people who have the power to do something about it the chops. Lord, show them where they're at. Deliver them, Father, and help us, Father, the people who are out every day to see and catch on to things. Lord God, it is not right that any person be ever taken and forced into slavery, forced into prostitution. Lord God, move mightily on their behalf to set them free from their captives. Whatever you need to do, Father. Father, I thank you right now that we can pray and we can bind the drug situation. Lord God, not only our county and the five surroundings, but Father, our state is being affected. Father, continue to move with the NARC teams, the metric teams, Lord God, that they are catching on to these drug dealers, Father, that their cars are being stopped, the suspicious activity is being noted, and drugs and illegal firearms are being taken off of the streets. Lord, I thank you for protection. And Lord God, for every person who's crying out to get off of these drugs, I pray, Lord, that you visit them. Father, we may not be able to do it, but you can. Father, help them to overcome this so that there is no more need for these drugs in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you see Ted's desire. I ask right now, Lord, that you move him back to the Crawford Head Start where he started. Father, that is where he started, and then they moved him. I ask, Lord, that you move him back or open an opportunity for him to leave where he's at, Father. And Lord, We do see the patterns of the weather right now. Lord, we need dry ground to plant the seed. Father, I thank you right now. This rain is going to cease and desist. We command these clouds to hold their rain in the name of Jesus and not to let it out until they hit the Atlantic Ocean. Father, we call for dry weather. We call for the ground to dry. Father, we call for gentle winds to dry it up so that our farmers can get into the fields and get their crops in. Father, we thank you that this is a part of life and that you're moving on it, Father, and that we don't have to bind spirits, but we have to speak to that mountain and tell it to move. And you big storm system, we command you to keep moving on without leaving anything else on the ground in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Praise God. There's a lot of stuff happening. There are some things, like I said earlier, our involvement won't be as big as what we maybe could have if we'd have known a little bit further ahead of time, but there is a... Stand for Truth coming to the Mount Gilead schools? They minister in schools and the assemblies with a little presentation. I remember them back when I was in school. And I always loved them anyhow, regardless, but they always had a really good message. But we're going to participate a little bit in with that, helping them to be able to give away. The Assemblies Church over here has a youth center they've opened up that they're trying to reach out to the kids who are in the community. So be praying for that as well. It's not necessarily our work, but we're co-laborers in this thing. They're not our enemies. They're co-laborers. We can pray for their work to be good. And we're praying for how if there's any more involvement from us on what we do, but we will probably... sow a seed into that, because this is a seed into our kids in this community. The main guy who comes to the, who does the preaching, and these are all Midwest people, so they understand our kids. You can't bring somebody from San Diego or LA and come out here and they understand your kids. There's a huge difference. But anyhow, he got called back. He won't be able to be there for that one. He got called back to a school that he's in regularly because they had three suicides in 1 week. So don't think your prayers for our teachers and for our students are pointless. There's things these kids and teachers are facing. I know they want to tell the truth. I know the teachers want to speak up. But we have gotten so liberal on one side that they can't. And then you need to put your life in God's hands. Why don't you do it too? Do it. Trust me, it's fun. It really is. It's a roller coaster ride. But when you speak the truth, the world doesn't like that. Well, we need to just accept these kids. No, you need to tell that kid, you're not a cat. You're not a wolf. It's fantasy land. That's where some adults are living today. But anyhow, we're going to participate in that a little bit to a degree. We'll let you know more. Again, it's probably not up everybody's aisle or alley. As far as they do use a lot more hip-hop, which I'm just going to tell you all something. God called me on the carpet couple weeks ago about an attitude I had. I've never made any bones about it. I'm a metalhead with a country boy heart. And I've never really... rap and hip-hop. Till I watched the documentary Jesus Music. If you got Netflix, it's Netflix, right? If you got it, watch it. It's on regular TV. Okay. Yeah, you can find it. It's called Jesus Music. You need to watch it. I don't care if you like Jesus music or not. You don't have to like Striper. I do. I like some groups that people would say, you need to get saved. But in there, they actually had Lecrae and Kirk Franklin and a few others talking about how they've been received by the white church. And God told me to shut up. Rap's not my favorite, but you know what? It reaches somebody. So I bless them. Somebody has got to speak the truth in a language that the kids who like rap will get. And, you know, I watched that whole thing, you know, as Amy Grant did the song, and I've understood the song Baby Baby is actually about her daughter. And the church crucified her because it made it a hit on the radio. And it was a song about her daughter. How dare we? I got convicted from the attitude of that, but I was like, right on. You know who led Michael and Robert Sweet to the Lord? If you've seen it, you know. They were the two of the main, they were two brothers in a group, Striper, the Yellow and Black Attack, okay? They wore black and yellow everything. Stage was black and yellow. Black and yellow Bibles by the thousands that they gave to the crowd. You know who led them to the Lord? Jimmy Swaggart. And they said, I remember sitting there that day watching him preach, and he held up one of our albums, and he said, this is of the devil. I can promise you right now there's nothing of the devil on, especially the Yellow and Black Attack. It says Isaiah 53:5 right on the cover. By his stripes we are healed. And every song in there is praise to God. So we need to be careful of our attitudes towards things. May not be our cup of tea, but that's what God confronted me on. And God wants to bless his people who are bold, who will step out and do what needs to be done. Do you know Kirk Franklin's song, Stomp, was played in dance clubs all over the world? And it was not about what they thought it was. It was awesome. Like I said, I encourage you to watch it, because it came out before this whole Jesus revolution, but it got its start at the same point, the same church is where it started from. They can all go right back to California. Having said that, let's stand. But I guess in that, I would say don't let our attitudes towards something be what stops somebody from accepting Jesus. Well, I don't like that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter what you and I like. What matters is it speaks to them. Because like I said, I like stuff I guarantee you wouldn't like. I heard Cookie Monster singing yesterday. I'm standing there listening, and it was Vengeance Rising is who it was, which is a Christian thrash metal from the 80s. He sounded like Cookie Monster. I couldn't take it serious. I was like, oh, that's hilarious, because that's not the sound they sounded like when I bought the album. It was a totally different singer, but he sounded like, but he still said words of truth that I got. All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it brings life to those who will hear it, life to those who will let it take seed and grow and encourage our faith. And Lord, I pray right now for all of us. First off, as we are addressing issues of our attitudes, one person may not like it, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't make it evil. your word gives us an idea of what's evil. So, Father, help us in our attitudes. Speak into our hearts, Father. Call us on the carpet about our attitudes. Lord, help us to control our tongue that we may experience the tree of life, that we may speak life into people's hearts. Father, I thank you. I thank you for these people. I really do, Lord. Father, I ask that you move in their lives. Father, not just helping them walk the straight and narrow, but Father, bringing them life, bringing them joy, helping them to find joy and life in a world that is lost and dying. Father, and help us to share that life to that lost and dying world. In Jesus' name, amen.